The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First this morning, the remains of Liam Farrell will be reinterred today in County Leitrim after being exhumed earlier this month for a forensic post-mortem examination as part of an investigation into the 87-year-old's death in January of 2020. And I'm joined on the line now by Liam's son, Brendan Farrell. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning to you, Claire.
We talk again on another difficult day for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's hard to put it into words, Claire. It's like your worst nightmare. Having said that, we did call for this, and we called for it, you know, before the Serious Crimes Cold Case team was appointed to the case, but they have actioned it on their own behalf to see can they get further clarity as to regards what happened, Daddy, that night.
Mm-hmm. And then, so it was just under 2 weeks ago when the exhumation happened. How involved is the family in that? I mean, are you told the date and the time when that will go ahead, or are you urged just to stay away?
No, we were actually present when my father's body was exhumed, and I have to say the Serious Crimes Cold Case team handled it in the most professional and dignified manner, and I'm very thankful to them for that. And this morning now, his remains will be reinterred in Clonmara Cemetery in Bournacoola.
Mm-hmm. And how will that be for you? I don't know how you go about marking that, because as you say, it's one thing to bury your father when you did 6 years ago, but then this is a very strange experience for any family to have to go through.
It is, because, you know, we're having a funeral all over again a second time, and I wouldn't wish that on any family. And at the same time, this had to be done, you know, to further the investigation itself. And I certainly see it as a positive step. It's a very painful step, but a very positive step. And Daddy was such a great man. He deserves, you know, he deserves the best investigation in this. This could have been avoided on day one, obviously, if the proper procedure and protocol had been followed. And I think there's lessons that can be learned from that. But we are where we are. And I certainly see it as a very positive step going forward. Today, yeah, it's going to be, I can't put it into words, Claire. It's very surreal. You know, Daddy was such an amazing man. I never thought in our lifetime that this would ever happen, even, and that we would find ourselves in this situation.
Mm-hmm. And what will happen today? How will you mark this?
So the local priest in Bournacoola, Father Sean Burke, he will be there and do some prayers. And he was also present there for the exhumation. And we will have some family and friends there, and I think they're having a guard of honour there for Daddy as well. He was very much loved and known in the locality, and the support from people we've got across the country has been amazing, and from Rooski and Bournacoola and even outside the country, and the messages that we've got from people and the support has been just amazing. And you know, it's strange, Claire, you know, we'd have people coming up to us that we don't even know, and they just want to offer or their support. And I think that's kind of, you know, people have got the feel of the type of man Daddy was, a man that lived his life to the full and worked hard all his life and did everything, you know, by the book at the end of the day. And there's so much support out there for Daddy and for us. And we're very, very thankful to everybody for their support.
And even though today is difficult, I mean, you must have some hope. And we're clearly not going to go into the details now because this is a very active investigation at the moment. But you must have hope this time round as you go through this difficult day that something will emerge at the end of it that will leave you perhaps in a different place.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm so thankful to the Minister for Justice, Mr. Jim O'Callaghan, and the Garda Commissioner, Mr. Justin Kelly, and of course the Serious Crimes Cold Case team for their amazing work. They're very passionate about Daddy's case. they're as passionate about this as we are, and we're very fortunate to have such a great team working on Daddy's case. And I suppose, you know, I always put out that appeal to people that it's never too late to come forward with information, because that particular weekend, it was a busy weekend in the village and there was a number of parties, and I often get stuck from Daddy's last movements from where he was walking home past the local taxi man to the house. And that's a big problem for me even this morning, from the taxi right up to Daddy's house, which would be just a few short minutes walk. I'm at a big loss there. And just if there's anybody out there that might remember something from that weekend, the 11th, Saturday night, the 11th of January, 2020, and Sunday morning, the 12th of January, they might remember something. And the Serious Crimes Cold Case team are a wonderful team, and they're ready, waiting to take any information from people that might have seen something that was, you know, peculiar or out of the ordinary that weekend. Rooski's a small village. The roadway would have been quiet enough itself that evening. But we're just putting out that appeal again for anybody that might have, you know, seen something peculiar, even in the days prior or the days after or the night in question. And it might be just on their minds. And I can say certainly they have nothing to worry about going to the Serious Crimes Cold Case team, because they're an amazing, amazing team that's working so hard on Daddy's case, you know.
And I'm just thinking of people listening to this who have been through a bereavement, who've experienced saying goodbye to a loved one. I mean, imagining what it must be like to go through this for a second time, to go through an exhumation and a reinterment. Can you describe, Brendan, what it's been like for the family?
I suppose we're, for the want of a better word, we're probably numbed into a state of for me, it's a state of shock. And I suppose the shock of not only today and the exhumation, but the shock of the day that we found Daddy, and the shock of realizing that Daddy was there that night on a cold night, lying at the back door, and had to endure that all night long into the next day, the shock of that and the fright he must have got. I mean, you can't put that into words. I mean, he did, you know, he was just an amazing man that lived his life, and we just have to find out at the end of the day what happened to him. And we'll not stop till we find out, because we have to keep going at it. And I have every confidence now in the cold case, Serious Crimes Cold Case team, that they're going to do that, you know.
Yeah, and look, I'm thinking about you today and what today will be like, and I hope it'll be a lovely tribute to Liam, to your father, you know, to take that moment to mark his passing again. And as you say, so many more people now are aware of what happened to your dad, Brendan, that this will be different to what you experienced, I'm sure, in 2020.
No, absolutely. And, you know, today is all about Daddy, you know, the man he was, and the lovely messages that have come in. And, you know, he was just, he had an impact on everyone he knew, and lovely messages coming in from people that he worked with. I seen one message come in yesterday thanking him for all the advice he'd given to his colleagues down through the years. Just simple messages. And today is all about Daddy, about the memory of Daddy. And his legacy lives on within us. And you know, we keep going to the ends, Claire. That's all we can do, you know.
Yeah, well, look, I wish you well. And I know everybody does, Brendan, you and the rest of the family, with what's ahead of you today. And we will keep in touch with you. We're keeping a close eye on what happens with Liam's case, Liam Farrell's case. But thank you for talking to us, and strength to you today for the hours ahead.
Thanks to you, Claire, and the team for all your support. Really appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Brendan, thank you so much. That is Brendan Farrell, who's the son of Liam, and Liam will be reinterred today in County Leitrim after the exhumation just less than 2 weeks ago. And as Brendan said so eloquently, the investigation continues, and if anyone has any information on what happened to Liam Farrell, they can get in touch with the Gardaí and with the Serious Crime Review body.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.